Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, Monumental Sports Network. Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Mike Rizzo, President and General Manager of the Washington Nationals. Presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so funny. Every time he sounds the same. That you could lose 100 in a row, you'll still sound that way.
I don't know how you do it, man.
Mike, I got to start off off the bat. You know, this is just one of those interviews, man. It's hard to lose 10 in a row. You guys obviously are in a bad stretch. But after the Marlins series, when Davey made those comments, and obviously the media went crazy with it, when he made the comments about don't blaming the coaches, You got to look at the players. They got to play better. Did you agree with that when you heard that?
Yeah, here's my take on that. It's, you know, Dave Martinez is as player friendly managers I've ever had. You know, he and Dusty Baker to me run the clubhouse like no one else I've ever had in my career. So when you talk about, you know, one of the, you know, player managers in the league, Davey's one of them. This guy does 500, 600 interviews a year. You know, he does two a day, pregame, postgame, every time. And, you know, he's flawless. But, you know, he got caught in a frustrating, frustrating, angry, you know, we were six or seven, eight in a row at that time. And got caught in a frustrated moment and kind of lashed out. And I think it was out of frustration. Here's my take on that situation. There's onus on the players, there's onus on the coaches, there's onus on the manager, and there's a great onus on the general manager to do a better job. We all got to look in the mirror. You lose 10 games in a row. You said at the beginning, it's hard to lose 10 games in a row. I've never lost 10 games in a row. I'm just my 43rd year in professional baseball. I've never lost 10 in a row. It's tough. But when tough times come, you have to deal with it. And, to me, Davey's the same manager in the clubhouse when there's no cameras on him and there's no media in the room. He's the same guy. He was in the Marlins series as he was October 30th of 2019.
Right.
Same guy.
But after he said that, you didn't text him or call him and say, Dave, you shouldn't have said that.
Well, we talked about, you know, I didn't call him or text him. I was, you know, I was in his office. I was right there. We talked about it. If he had to do it again, he would have got his point across, which was supporting the coaches in a smoother, better way that didn't ruffle the feathers of the fan base. And I think it took a life of its own, more so with the fan base and in the media than it did in the clubhouse. I know that for a fact.
Right. Because the rumor was that there's some players that were unhappy with it and they were pissed off, but you're saying that wasn't the case.
I don't know if to me, it was, you know, it's a, yeah, you know me, you know, it was, anonymous source, or whatever, right. Anonymous rumor, whatever it was. But I don't see any unrest or unhappiness. I know Davey talked to all the players, after those comments were made. I think that's behind up here. Believe me, that's the least of our worries as far as this 10 game, how we're playing streak Davey's comments after that Marlins game.
Mike, Mike, I hear what you're saying, and I agree. I'm sure that it's true that Davey's the same guy he was in 2019 when you won a World Series. But when you go through this stretch, sometimes like great guys, great managers, great baseball guys, they still, you know, sometimes you just, you know, the fans want a scalp. I know you might not want a scalp. The fans want a scalp, right? Or they want something to change out of frustration.
Well, you guys had Davey out the door in 19, too. I mean, so, you know, your station, every other station wanted him fired. The coach is fired. The GM fired. The owners sell the team. Same, it's the same thing. It's built on frustration, and I get it. You know, fans are fans. They root for their team. They want their team. They want to be proud of their team. They want to, the team to perform well. So, you know, because it's their team. Believe me, we all feel that. But you know, I'm looking at the big picture of an entirety of a season. And we're in June 17th or 18th, and we've got 3.5 months of baseball left. And you know, 10 days ago we were 30 and 32, and our whole discussion and narrative was different.
Totally, yes.
And we're hopefully in 10 days from now, I'm back here on a Wednesday, and we're talking about, we really turned things around. So that's our thought, and that's my mindset. I always think of it this way. You know, my job as the leader of the organization is that when things are at their craziest and at their most stressful, I have to be at my calmest and I have to be my best. When things are at its worst, I have to be at my best. And that's the message I told, I gave to our coaching staff, the other day. We just have to continue to do what we're doing and get these guys to perform to their capabilities, to their utmost capabilities. That's what coaching can do. And the difference between 2019 and now, the way Davey Martinez manages, is you had a ready to win veteran team. It was the oldest team that ever won the World Series in 2019. In 2025, you have the youngest, one of the youngest teams in baseball with the average major league service time of less than 3 years. So, we're not only playing and performing, and they're not only coaching and managing at the big league level, but they're developing players at the big league level. And I think, I think you could see some of the success stories that have taken place through the way we've developed, James Woods and Abrams and Cruz and Lyle and Gore and Parker, Henry, Ferrer, Lord. All these guys are learning at the big league level. These guys are all, 17 guys are homegrown, drafted, developed by us, or acquired from the Soto trade, or another player that we drafted and developed. And so we're developing on the fly. These guys are learning their craft at the big league level. And I think you see, some successes. And there's obviously needs to focus. Our base running is still too poor. Our infield defense has to improve. Now I think House, joining the roster will improve our infield defense because he's a really good defensive third baseman. So I think that'll help. And these are things that we have to concentrate on. Not only to, get out of this the hole that we're in this, 10-game losing streak, but to moving forward, that this is how we have to win games. So that's what we're at. And, we're in a tough time right now. There's no question about it. We've been in the losing streaks before. We've been on winning streaks before. This year, we've been on a couple of both. This is the toughest time that we have, but tough times don't last. Tough people last. And what I said in 2019 still holds today. It's we lose as a team, we win as a team. We can bicker as a team between ourselves. It's like you can scream at my brother. I can scream at my brother, but nobody else from the outside can. And
I hear you.
We have to keep this thing in. We have to keep this thing together and keep ourselves moving forward, and we have to keep these young players with an optimistic and vivacious coming to the ballpark every day and winning games, because we got 3.5 months of this season left. And, you know, we played 16 straight games with 5 cities and three time zones with a monster road trip coming up. So stuff don't get easier from here, man. It gets harder.
So, Mike,
we got to play better.
Mike, one thing that I pointed out the show was 3 other teams this year were really struggling and they fired their managers. So they fired Colorado, fired Bud Black. Not that the new guy is going to do much. I mean, I don't think the new guy is going to come in and drastically change the success of that team. Pittsburgh did the same thing with Shelton. Baltimore did the same thing with Hyde. So you're saying that even though you've lost 10, Davey's still your guy. You can't make a change. It's not going to. It's worthless.
Here's what I'll say about that. Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh hasn't won a World Series since we are family. Colorado's never won a World Series. And Baltimore, Davey Johnson was the last guy who won a World Series with Baltimore. This guy is proven through trials and tribulation that he can handle a roster, he can handle a veteran laden team, and he's developing at the big league level. And my track record is I have fired managers in midseason. I fired managers after season. I fired coaches midseason. I fired coaches after the season. We're all being evaluated. You know, we all got to look ourselves in the mirror. And we are at a point right now where we're moving forward with our development of these young kids. I think Davey still has the pulse of the clubhouse. He's a great clubhouse presence, and he's a calming presence. And I think that once we get through this thing and win a couple of games, which we will, that we can right the ship and continue progressing towards winning a championship, whenever that is. And I think that that's where my feelings are right now.
Okay,
Mike, what has ownership's reaction been to the 10-game losing streak? And are they exerting pressure on you to make changes to Davey's coaching staff? If not to Davey, then some of his underlings.
Their approach to the 10-game winning streak is they're very happy about it. You know, they're extremely excited about it. No, we're all very frustrated with it. We're all concerned with it, and we have to play better. And we work as, you know, everything we do here is a team. I'm responsible for everything that goes on in baseball. The good and the bad and the 10-game losing streak. That's my team that I put out there, and I take responsibility for the successes and the failures of this franchise, and I think that's what leaders do, and I will continue to do that, and we will continue to strive for to put the best product on the field that the DC people could be proud of.
Are you? You know, you say the coaches and all can do this. They've done this. What about, do you have a veteran player in the clubhouse that can hold the players accountable? You don't have a Jason Worth type, a Ryan Zimmerman type. Do we have somebody like that?
We've got good veteran players. Nate Lowe is a good veteran player. This guy's won a World Series. He's won a Gold Glove and Silver Slugger. You know, so he's a guy. And Josh Bell has been a guy, and Mackenzie Gore, although he's a young player, is kind of exuded himself, because of his extreme talent as a leader of that pitching staff. So yeah, we've got veteran guys there. They do their thing. They do their thing with the young players, It's not like the mix we had in 19, where we had mostly veteran players sprinkled in a few rookies. We have a bunch of rookies sprinkled in a few veteran players, and it's a different dynamic and a different landscape in that clubhouse.
How much frustration is it that we're playing these teams that we really should be beating up on, or would it not even matter? Just losing sucks, no matter who you lose to.
Losing sucks no matter who you lose to. I mean, does it make me feel better that we lost 3 in a row to the Mets or 3 in a row to the Marlins? No, it doesn't make me feel any better. I respect every team that comes into this ballpark. I respect them all. When we were riding high in that 8-year run, and we would come in and play a team that has a poor record that we should beat. As one philosopher says, that's why we play the games. And a lot of times it's not who you play, it's when you play them. Miami got us when we weren't playing well and beat us pretty good, and Colorado beat us pretty good twice. And the only good thing about that is we got a game tonight. And that's the wonderful thing about baseball is there's always a game tomorrow where you get a chance to compete again and win a baseball game.
Are there other personnel moves, Mike, that you have up your sleeve that you can pull off to jumpstart something?
Well, I mean, other than guys getting healthy, you know, let's not forget that that the bullpen is we have three relievers that we were heavily counting on to help us this season that haven't pitched for us much or at all this season in La Ribolta and Mason Thompson couple that with the two signings of Sims and Lopez that didn't work out. That we took a chance on both of those guys. Didn't work out. That's on me. We're thrusting young guys into roles that are new for them. And I think you see some of these guys emerging as guys for us. You know, the way Lord is pitched and Cole Henry and Rulich has had streaks of being good, and Briggsy and Ferrer. These are all our guys. These are all homegrown players that we've developed into competence, hopefully successful, hopefully really good major league players as they continue to develop. But they're new to this. They're new to this occupation. They're minor league starters through their whole career, and we've kind of thrust them into the bullpen role in spring training, but they're getting the taste of it, and we're gonna compete two more times with the Rockies at home, and then we're going on a monster road trip, and these young kids are gonna be thrown in the deep end of the pool, Dodger Stadium, Padres, and Anaheim. So
joined by Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. You know, Mike, to the fans, it's not just a 10-game losing streak. Some of them are frustrated that it's a 4.5-year rebuild that's taking longer than expected. How do you feel, though? How do you make those fans feel better going forward with the product that's on the field?
Well, I think that when you look at it, we had 8 years of great success, 12 to 19, to get four division titles and the world championship in that mix, and then we had to rebuild. The rebuild, in my mind, didn't start till we traded Juan Soto in July of 2022. I guess in 2021, Max and Trey were traded, so that was the kickstart of it. But I think we're into this thing three and a half years. The rebuild before when I took over in 2009 to winning the division title in 2012. Took three plus years. This one's going to take a little bit longer. But all these rebuilds aren't linear, and landscapes change, injuries happen, player performance doesn't develop as on schedule as you would like. But I think when you see the four or five young position players that we have, and the two or three young starting pitchers we have, and the three or four bullpen guys that we have, they're all young, controllable players that are going to develop with us and learn with us and learn how to win. And when we get to the time where we're ready to win, hopefully we'll invest in the roster and make some moves to put us over the top.
Mike, I know one of the guys that you're very high on because you gave him an 8-year deal is K-Bear Ruiz. And I didn't realize this because I don't pay attention to the metrics, but these guys that do were saying that his blocking and his framing are one of the worst in baseball as a catcher. I know that offensively he's been struggling over the last month and a half or so, but because he's dropped in the lineup too. But defensively, do you think he is where he should be, or does he need to improve that as well?
Oh, he needs to get back to where he was. I think that early on in his career, he was a better catcher, thrower, and blocker. I think that it's a beat down position that that really takes its toll on you physically. Okay. And I think that it's something that affects him. I think more so than like Wilson Ramos when we had him, because he was such a big horse. What we have to figure out with him is he always has one good half. And he hasn't put together two good halves yet, and we're hoping that being the second half guy that offensively that he is, hopefully he takes a step forward offensively. But Henry Blanco works with him on a daily basis. He and the rest of our the catching corps with framing drills and blocking drills and that type of thing, and it's just something that you have to keep pounding into them about the importance of it, and you couple that with also a big portion of his responsibility is game calling, you know, that's putting the right fingers down and mm-hmm. that type of thing. So
right,
Mike, last question. I always want to get sort of the updates on where Cavalli and Cruz are. In their comeback mm-hmm. from injury.
Well, Cavalli's pitching every 5 days, every 6 days in the minor league. So, yeah. So he's pitching well. We're trying to get him some stamina and to get him stretched out to the point where he's at the point where he can go 5-6 strong and he's at the big league level. And Cruz is rehabbing. We are going to he's going on this long road trip with us. I think that that tells me he's getting a little bit closer. But those obliques and the sides and lower back stuff is tricky. So you know, it took Chaparro two and a half months to recover from his oblique out of spring training. So we're going to take it. You know, we're going to do the right thing by Cruzy and take our time with him. But we desperately need to get him back. He's a hell of a player for us, and it's been at the time he was hurt was really starting to come on offensively, and of course defensively and base running. He's terrific all the time. So we could use his influx of skill set into the lineup.
Mike, thanks as always for the time. We appreciate it. Let's get win number 31 today. Let's get off the schneid. We'll talk to you again next week. Okay.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank
Mike
you, buddy.
Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I have determined that we will do Junkies Trivia, a little tidbit about today's show, before the show is over, to give away the tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul on a game show Wednesday. So that will be coming up in the final segment of the show. You're welcome to call us right now at 800-636-1067. Did we ask all the pertinent questions that you needed answered from Mike Rizzo?
Did we miss anything?
I mean, there was a lot else he could
have. It was a long interview.
It was a long interview anyway, because usually we try and get out by about 20 and went to 20, what did it go to, about 23, 24?
So were you satisfied with what Mike Rizzo said on these airways? Did it make you feel any better about the Nats going forward?
The one thing I wanted to get out there was, look, are you not that it'll make a difference, and I use the examples mm-hmm. of the other managers fired, but are you going to make a change just to make a change and doesn't create a different vibe? And based on his answer, it's not going to happen.
No.
And so I'm wondering
if... Well, it's not going to happen yet, from the sound of it.
It's not going to happen now, in the next couple games.
I don't think... Even if they lose tonight, not going to fire him. If they lose the next night, he's not going to fire him.
All right, so what... Okay, so...
I don't think he's going to fire
him. So you're good losing 20 straight games? Like you can lose 20 straight games and not
I don't think
make
he thinks,
any sort of changes.
I don't think he thinks that's going to happen. I think that they're going to start winning again. That's what I got from that interview.
Doesn't look like it.
Okay,
but
I mean, I guess you can hope that you're going to start winning again, but
well, they're not going. I don't think they're going to lose 20 straight.
I don't think so either. But I'm saying, where's the break? Is there a breaking point?
Doesn't sound like there is one.
There's no breaking point.
But
there's
it also
no standard.
But also sounds like he would. He would, because he was rebuffing that rumor,
right,
about him making a change or firing the coaches. But if he thinks it's out there and that's what the fans think he should do,
mm-hmm,
or that's what some, you know, social media donks thinks he should do, he probably won't do it.
He strikes me as a guy that will not do it just to
spite all those people.
Yeah, he's
I'm smarter
let
than
you. Muscle him into mm-hmm a move.
Yeah. Right.
If he thinks it's the right move, he's going to do it. But he sure it doesn't sound like he's going to do it because four radio guys tell him that he should do it.
If he thought that Davey Martinez was
holding the team back,
and he was bad for the team,
right,
and he was bad at developing players,
right,
and they couldn't win with him, he would make a change.
And I applaud him for not listening to the mob and not listening to us idiots. He's forgotten more about baseball in a week than any of us will ever know.
Right.
Yep. I mean, I actually trust him to make the right move, whatever he feels that is.
I know you don't like, I actually do respect it. He's going to do what he thinks is the right thing, not what I think, not what you think, not what the 40,000 5,000 fans think.
Yeah.
He's going to do what he thinks.
That's what he's paid to do.
Until he's relieved of his duties.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, I respect it.
Like it or
you
not.
You may not like it,
but I respect it. He is the baseball expert in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for all of you Nats fans who think you know everything, I'm sorry, but Mike Rizzo knows more than you. And he knows more about running a baseball team than you. You may not agree with all of his moves or non-moves, but he knows what's best for the team.
But that being said, it is frustrating for the teams or for the fans, because who wants to see them go out there and throw out a $70 million payroll team when you know you got no shot? Okay, once in a while, teams with low payrolls like Tampa can make the playoffs. But more often than not, 8 out of 10 times, you're not making the playoffs.
Like, it's not shocking.
And you're not winning a World Series.
It's not shocking that the two teams at the bottom of the NL East are the Nats and the Marlins, whose payrolls are dwarfed by the three teams above them.
Correct.
By a lot. By a long shot. It's not that surprising.
All right, so did we ask the tough questions that you wanted?
Are you satisfied with his
answers? Yeah. Did we ask the tough questions? Are you satisfied with the answers? Did you want to hear something else?
I don't know what else we could ask them. Let's go to
Kyle. Well, I was going to ask him about the bullpen ERA, because since it's 5.7, but he did kind of
He's
got three guys hurt.
Yeah. Three guys that they were counting on.
And
then he did mention two other guys that he signed that didn't work out.
And he said that's on him, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Kyle.
Going okay.
So I just want to say two things kind of about what he was saying. The first was like, I mean, also with everyone and like including myself, obviously, talking about the manager, but what do we expect, like, if a new manager came in? Like, it's not going to magically turn Alex Call, Jacob Young, Kaber Ruiz, like, this year. Like, what do we expect it to really do? But also, I was frustrated with how he said, like, the rebuild was only 3 years in, just kind of ducking all that and, like, the lack of effort over even that 3 years. But it's been longer than 3 years.
He throws the COVID year out. And then the next year after that's when they started selling off players. So, yeah, I mean, kind of he's going to make it sound smaller than fans think it is. I'd agree with that.
I think it's 1 year before. I think when you move on from Scherzer and Trey.
Trey, yeah.
I mean, the Soto was just the nail in the coffin. But you signal that you're starting you're going a different way when you unload Trey, especially that early, right? Because Trey still had a couple years left on a deal. That was like a shocker.
Yep.
By the way,
they thought they were getting, when they traded Max and Trey, that they thought they were getting a legit, you know, star prospect in JoJo.
Yeah.
Now he's been out for a year. And they thought they were getting one of the best
premier
catcher prospects in the game. And it turns out and you heard Mike say he's got to get better. So those were the two main guys they got out of that trade.
So weird that I think he blamed it on the wear and tear of the position, which is probably true. But it's so weird that you can deteriorate in framing.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a bizarre thing to me.
And I wonder if he's just lazy. He's gotten lazy.
That's just bizarre.
Or is he tired? I don't know. But look, all catchers, all number one catchers have to play 130 games.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are going to get tired too, but they're not as bad as him.
All right, let's go to Kyle Winchester. Kyle, what's up? Is it the same guys?
I think Kyle's
moving. Let's go to Don in Ashburn. Don, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Yeah, I think you guys definitely asked the hard-hitting questions. And Rizzo is just really good at taking the most basic question and turning it into a five-minute answer and saying very, very little, which he's good at that, and that's really what a GM needs to do. But it's just frustrating. You know, there's just something wrong, and to not be able to get any kind of answers or just
what will you do?
To admit that's,
what answer did you want?
I mean, I think, well, not that he's necessarily going to give it, but they should have taken action by now. Something's got to give, man. They're too talented to be playing where they are. The 10-game losing streak is ridiculous when you were 2 games away from being 500. And I just feel like, you know, if they...
All right, you're breaking up, buddy. I'm sorry. I saw your phone crash.
Not going great.
Phone's breaking up, buddy.
All right, you're welcome to call us right now at 800-636-1067. You can get lined up for your chance to win tickets to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube Live. We'll play Junkies Trivia on Game Show Wednesday. When we come back, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and to their families, too. And donating a car is super easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit PurpleHeartFoundation.org to donate a car and to help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the PurpleHeartFoundation.org.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to a Game Show Wednesday here on The Junks. Of course, Game Show Wednesday is sponsored. It's a tentpole segment. Duh.
Of course it is.
Duh.
And by the way, it's time to raise your standards, people. Open Road Distilling Company is now available at Virginia ABC stores. I used to say exclusively in Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it is predominantly in Northern Virginia. There's over 50 stores you can get their whiskey and their bourbon and their maple old fashioned.
Yeah.
But now they've expanded to Richmond.
Expansion is good.
And they're in now like 70 stores, if you include the Richmond area. So if you're down there in Richmond, you can definitely pick up some of that great liquor from Open Road. And also, by the end of the year, they're going to be down at Virginia Beach.
Mm.
So they're going to be expanding into Southern Virginia, Southeastern Virginia.
Like
so,
it.
Of course, it's all available at Open Road Distilling Company over there in Reston Town Center. It's a great spot. Head on over there. They got great food. You can pick up their bottles. You can go to Heirloom, have a great meal there. So check it out. Open Road Distilling, Reston Town Center.
Again, EB, I need to point out a visual. I'm going to show you this right here. I'm going to show it to the cameras at Monumental Sports Network as well. I'm putting out my two just supple and smooth, baby-like, average-sized hands. And what's in them? Nothing. I'm still waiting for Open Road to put bottles in these hands at some point.
Matt Carlin, you heard that.
I'm just putting it out there.
Matt Carlin, you heard what Cakes just said.
Trying to help the boys out. Maybe that's all I'm doing.
I think a case of Open Road might be, fantastic. Traveling our way.
All right, so it is a Game Show Wednesday. We're going to play Junkies Trivia. The first person to answer this question correctly wins. And it's a very simple question, but you have to have been listening to the show earlier to know the answer. Here is your question for Junkies Trivia. Jason and I had a rough night in the betting streets last evening. Just tell us the two events that we bet on, and you win the prize to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube Live.
That's actually pretty easy.
I think it's relatively easy. We talked about it. There was an entire segment dedicated to it.
Even I could get that.
Even you can get it. All right, let's go to whoever's been on hold the longest. If they can answer the question, they win.
All right, that easy. Let's go to Jordan. Hey, Jordan.
Morning, Junks.
Jordan, what sporting events did Jason and I bet on last night? They're both losers, both bad bets.
Yep.
Yankees and the hockey game last night.
Of incorrect, sir. All right, let's move on to the next caller. Let's go to Mike on line two.
Hey, Mike.
I didn't catch the beginning of the show. I'm finished.
That's trouble for you.
Got to work harder.
All right, 800-636-1067. If you know that answer, you will win the prize.
Let's go to Antoine. Hey, Antoine, you're all with the Junkies.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Antoine?
All right, do you know the answer?
Was it the last call to say the hockey game? No, it was not the hockey game.
Apparently, the listeners are either the poor listeners or did not hear the segment.
All right, now
hopefully
we're getting
just poor listeners.
Yes. No, we're getting through the delay.
Okay, good.
And now people that the 4 hour club,
right?
Now they're tuned in.
Love the 4 hour club.
Let's
need
go
more
to,
of them.
Let's go to Henry in Reston. Hey, Henry.
Hey, how are you, EB? Shakes had a rough night betting on the WNBA.
Right.
Mystics.
Yeah.
And Bish was betting on the Nats to break the streak, which they did not.
Correct.
See,
you nailed it.
That is a good listener right there.
We love you.
He benefits. He wins two tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Good Vibes Only Tour.
Thanks, buddy.
With special guest DaBaby. Friday, July 25th is the date at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com.
Think about how different the team was in 2021. Our buddy Jake Russell tweeted in 2021. So 2022, they traded Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big one with Josh Bell and some other donk. In 2021, they traded Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber. I'm still hurt on the Schwarber one. John Lester, Brad Hand, Yan Gomes, Josh Harrison, Daniel Hudson. Not to say all those guys would still be, I don't even know if half those guys are still in Major League Baseball. But think about how loaded that team was versus what we're dealing with now.
Yes. Well, they're much younger. All those guys
that's the good news.
Most of those guys were old.
That's the good news.
My daughter, Ava, she's funny. I love this kid. So she just graduated from Virginia Tech, and she went out to Colorado to because she's never been to Colorado.
Okay.
Right?
And she wanted to go out there and visit some of her friends went with her. But
she go to Breckenridge?
Her friend's sister lives out there. Anyway, long story short, so I asked her, I said, what you doing? This is last night. What you doing? She goes, going to Red Rocks to a concert.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Nice. Been there.
There. I would love to go there. Never been.
It's awesome.
It looks amazing.
You could stroke out getting there, though, from
the parking
lot.
She says it's hard to breathe. I said.
Well, it's butt far, too.
I said.
Straight uphill.
I said, it's cool. Red Rocks is cool. Who are you going to see? She goes, some band. I've never heard of them. Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh,
I just laughed.
That's a silly one to
see. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Yeah. She's not gonna know any of the tunes.
She didn't know any of them.
She's not gonna know any of those.
I said they're awesome. They're an awesome band, but that's just funny.
Did the BNLs do This Old Apartment?
Yeah,
that's silly,
dude.
That song is a smash.
It's all been done. It's all been done. It's a good song.
They're going on the playlist today. They're going on the playlist. Can't believe I don't have them on my Spotify.
My daughter's a big BNL hater. She does not like the Bare Naked Ladies.
Why?
It's not her thing.
It's just great music.
I mean,
this is a great song.
This is a good tune, man. Now, it's for the older heads, okay?
I think he did a bit. One of the guys from Bare Naked Ladies did a bit with Bert Kreischer that went viral, where they said, if you could do that song again about if I had $1 million, could you sing that lyric about how much you've made off that song? And Bert said, I'll do it, okay? And he goes, if I had $18 million, he goes, you're pretty close.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good nut to have.
Yeah, this is what she was into last night. I had no idea.
That one
is this
song.
The one that, da-na-na-na-na, the Chinese chicken, watching X-Files while the lights be flicking, with the lights on, da-na-na-na-na.
I do not like this.
So good.
Oh, you didn't like this song?
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding. Are you kidding? I'm putting these on my Spotify playlist. And I'm pushing around my old man golf cart.
I think they're coming to Wolf Trap soon I think Sugar Ray might be the opening act. Your boy might be in attendance.
That's all in for you. I'm not Sugar Ray had a few hits, but that dude
can't sing.
Do they have a new lead singer?
I don't know.
Bare Naked Ladies?
Because I don't know if that lead singer, is that Stephen Page? Is that his name?
I don't know.
They might, because I feel like they've broken up.
I wonder if they have a different singer.
They might.
Anyway, I thought it was funny. Yeah, some band that called the Bare Naked Ladies.
She's at zero file on them.
Zero file, but I guarantee
she
liked it.
What, is she 22 years old?
21.
21, okay.
Yep.
She's not going to know a lot about them.
Correct.
Colorado silly.
And she said, who else played last night?
I think Sugar
Fastball.
Ray's, Fastball, okay. The Way.
And Guster. You remember Guster?
I remember the name of the band. I couldn't tell you one ditty by
Satellite's them. A good song, but yeah. So it was Guster, Fastball, and Bare Naked Ladies at the Red Rocks last
night. Yeah. Big time 90s nostalgia vibe.
Yes, it was. But she comes back tonight.
Okay, so when are you going on your sex trip?
You mean my 30th anniversary
Saturday
trip?
Or Sunday?
Right. San Diego, leaving, just you and your wife.
I'm leaving Wednesday of next week.
Right. For just 4 days of sex.
Well, I mean, we're going to do other stuff, too. Like, we're going to go see the Nats pods. I'm sure we'll go to the San Diego Zoo.
Will the Nats have a win by the time you're in San Diego?
100%.
Yeah.
I'm very convinced.
Right.
I was also convinced that the Sky were going to beat the Mystics last night, and
what if they
didn't
don't
work out so well.
Carting that one up.
Yeah. If they don't, then there might be some changes made by then, because that's another week from now. All right, we got to get out of here. We are done. We'll see you again tomorrow.
No.
We'll see you Friday.
Right.
Friday. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.